Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Speaking of guitar, Gary Hoey is on the hotline right now. Of course, Ho Ho Hoey Christmas. Go to GaryHoey.com. Check it all out. He's out on his tour, mostly East and some West Coast stuff, but he is in Vegas December 19th, which is cool.
Let me tell you, here's the thing about Gary. There's a duality to him. He is such a nice guy. He makes you feel great until you hear him play guitar, and then he makes you feel terrible.
Because he's sad about what you've accomplished.
He's effortless. He's an effortless guitar player. He's one of those guys that, like a John Five.
Yeah.
It's an effortless, natural talent that, you know, again, we go back to my artistic ability. I play guitar just like I draw.
Born August 23rd in Lowell, Massachusetts, he is a guitar legend who has become a huge part of our holiday season through his Ho Ho Hoey CDs. His name is Gary Hoey.
I'm doing great. How are you guys?
Oh, my God. I got a splitting headache, and I'm cold, and I got Christmas around the corner. You're the only thing that's going to make me feel better at this point.
Oh, well, I'm sorry you're not feeling good, my brother, but I got to tell you, we had such a great time coming to town and seeing you after a lot of years of not seeing you and hanging in the studio when we came out this year. Was so much fun, and I want to thank you again.
No, it's always so good to see you, man. We were laughing about the fact that you got in your car when you were first recording and just drove from radio station, making friends, playing music, and just, man, once people saw you and saw how good the whole thing laid out, there was just no way they could turn away from it, you know? Like, it was such a smart idea, just meeting people, pulling your guitar out, saying, can I sit down with you for a while? And then everybody just becomes a fan.
Yeah, well, you know, I always said, let the guitar do the talking. So when I first started, you know, coming out in the early 90s, I used to hang with you all the time. It was like, you know, like my manager's like, what do you want to do? I'm like, can I take my guitar in a rack and, you know, get in a Ford and drive across
the country?
And we started doing that kind of old school style. And it was fun, man. I mean, I always love, you know, when people say, hey, you know, like we're talking about Christmas music, and I was interviewing with someone earlier this morning, and they said, well, why did you start doing Christmas music? How could it be 24 years? And I said, it's my mother. You know, my mother grew up playing, like, we grew up with Bing Crosby and Elvis records, and she always said, play a nice Christmas song, and I would go. And I'm like, Mom, there's enough nice Christmas records. What if I drop tune and go? You know, and try to rock out Christmas.
Yeah.
You know?
Oh, and it just, it was an explosion. I mean, an explosion when that happened.
Well, you know, I think it's when you do something from the heart that you don't even think you're doing something to make money is usually when it's the best idea. And I just thought, you know, Christmas music is so happy, you know, and I love the music, but I was like, what if we put something, you know, heavy, like we went, like, you know. You know. It's like good and evil, you know?
Yes. Well, that's what makes it great, because we've been beat to death with it, especially now the radio stations turn around and play nothing but Christmas music for like a 60-day period, which is horrendous. And you're pounded at the mall, you're pounded at the stores, you're pounded at your house, you're pounded everywhere you go. And finally, somebody comes up with something cool. And it was you, Gary. That finally, it's not just murdering you, because you can hear enough old traditional Christmas music at one point that you're like, hey, man, I can't do this anymore.
Well, it's funny you say that, because sometimes when the band gets to the airport, you know, like halfway in the tour or, you know, three quarters, we're tired, you know, we're worn out from the road. And we'll hear, like, just one of those songs, like, with the violin and everything, and And we'll just look at each other and we'll be like, this is why we have a job, you know, because
yes.
Music, after a while, you just want to, you know.
Yeah. No, it's and I think it's fun because I think people like to turn each other onto it on Christmas Day. So you're stuck there, weird relatives, your parents or whatever, and to pull out, you know, one of the great ho-ho-hoies and throw it in the player, download it for somebody, it's always a pretty cool thing to turn people onto.
Thanks, man. Well, I wanted the album, when I made the first one, I wanted it to be a fun record you would play at a party. You know, I just thought, I just want to be able to put this on and have people have a good time, and that it would lift them up. And that was my big thing. And I always, you know, I always love taking the wah pedal, whether I'm doing, you know. You know, just getting that. That's sort of, I think of Van Halen, you know, if Van Halen made a Christmas record, you know?
Sure. And then, and the Grinch, that's such a great heavy riff anyway.
Well, the Grinch, I love playing that one. We got the wah for that new one.
That's so much going on there. And you just, it's so effortless for you when you play. And your son's got that same gift. It's strange how some people are really born. And of course you work at it. Of course you practiced. But I could tell that came fairly quickly and fairly easily for you. Like you realized early on that this was something you could do.
Well, when I first started playing, thanks, man. When I first started playing guitar, you know, it was the thing that got me, you know, just to sit there and deal with whatever emotions were going on, my mom, whatever, you know, was happening in the house. I would just go in the basement, I'd sit there with my guitar, and I'd be like, you know,
right.
Put a little Black Sabbath in there, sure. Or something, and just, you know. You know, or play some Ozzy, you know, just sit there. And it just kept me. It kept me grounded.
Well, and you almost ended up Ozzy's guitar player.
And almost ended up with Ozzy's guitar player.
Yeah, that's pretty.
Yeah, had an audition with Ozzy after all those years of sitting in the basement.
Yeah, that's the point where I think I'd fall apart. Like, how hard is it to hold it together? That you're in your basement, you're practicing, you're playing, you're just playing music you love, and it sounds cool when you can do it. And then fast forward, all of a sudden, you find yourself standing in front of Ozzy. Was he in the room when you were auditioning?
He was in the room, he was with me and the band, and that was what was amazing for me, because I came in kind of late, like they had already auditioned like 900 guys or something. It was crazy, and Ozzy wasn't there for a lot of auditions, but at the end he came when I was there, and I could never forget this for the rest of my life, because I saw him as a teenager, and now he's standing next to me, and we're doing, you know, we're doing I Don't Know, and we're doing, you know, we're doing... And he's looking at me, and he's screaming, go, 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 and he's shaking his hair at me, and I'm just like, I'm literally floating off the ground. I mean, this was like, even if I didn't get the gig, I didn't get the gig, obviously, but at that moment, I didn't even care. I was just like, this is Ozzy, and I'm playing, you know. But I was scared to death. I was absolutely scared to death.
You know that dream? You ever have the dream like you're in a fight and you're trying to punch, but everything you do is like really slow, and no matter how hard you try, you can't speed it up? I feel like that's
you
what
can't
would,
do it. Yes.
That's what happened to my fingers. Yes. If I got into that situation, I would just go into that dream.
Exactly. It's like a dream where you can't fight back, or you can't scream. You know, you can't yell. You're trying to yell something and nothing comes out. It's kind of like that, but I figured if I'm here, man, I'm supposed to be here. So I just did what I knew to do. And the scariest probably of the whole audition was, you know, they made me do a 5-minute just guitar solo. Just everybody sat down and all. He's like, no, you know, let's play for me, play something, you know. And I'm like, oh, wow. Okay, now I'm really scared. But it was awesome.
Did you have a prepared one or was it all off the cuff?
No, I had a prepared, you know, I had a prepared thing because I knew, you know, kind of what he did in his live show. So, you know, I had the whole, you know, the whole kind of, you know, whatever you're going to do with the riff.
Mm-hmm.
I remember doing something like a tapping. You got to do a tapping thing. So I did like a...
Yeah.
sounds kind of like a classical thing.
That's so good. Yeah, because what do you do? Do you go Eddie Van Halen, or do you try to mimic the late, great Randy Rhoads at that point? Or is that too much to do that? Because, yeah, you're caught into a weird spot. Like, how do you come at Ozzy? Because if you go too much Randy Rhoads at that point, then you're... I think it blows it for you, because he loved him so much, and it's too much of an open sore.
It's true. Well, you have to balance, I think, being yourself, you know, and honoring the music. And every song I played, I said to Ozzy, I said, "Do you want to hear the original solo, or do you want to hear my version?" And you know, because I learned every solo note for note, and I just said, you know, and he said, "Do what you feel," you know. And so I kind of mixed it up a little bit, you know.
That's
but it was great. Great experience. It gave me a lot of confidence, man. It literally was probably the moment that gave me the most confidence to stay in this business. And here I am, you know. I really owe so much to Ozzy, because he made me feel like I had, you know, I had something to offer. You know, yeah. I had something.
And you really have. And I've told you this before, but it's for 24 years, Hope for the Holidays has always used your music and always used 12 Days as the start of the help. And, you know, it signals the beginning of something good. And it's used every single day, every single time for 24 years during Hope for the Holidays. And it has become, without a doubt, the anthem of the whole thing.
Well, I got to tell you, I'm honored totally beyond belief, because I know what you've been doing for years with that. It's amazing the people that you've helped. And, you know, just to have, you know, my arrangement, you know, just be a part of it, man, is an honor. It's so great. I love it.
Well, it's that great uplifting guitar sound, and it really does. As soon as the calls start coming in and the money starts rolling and we're getting everything done, that's that great push, that great feel that comes along. And if you haven't heard it in its place, you can find them. We started yesterday, and then all of the new ones throughout this year will be put up at 989therock.com. And if you care to go and check them out, man, you should, because you really did lend such a beautiful thing to it.
Oh, man, my pleasure, bro. And, you know, you and I mean, we've been friends for decades now. And, you know, I think music is kind of like we need each other. You know, music to me, it helps people. It heals people. I see it every day in my show when I play live. I see people, you know, get changed by how the music affects them or a certain song.
Sure.
There's a song on my album Utopia called Reminds Me of You. And every time I play that during the holidays, it reminds me of someone I, you know, lost or someone I missed. And the crowd is right in my hands when we play that song, because they all go through the same thing. You
sure.
Know? So it's a healing thing.
Ah, beautiful. Anybody who wants to get any of the Hoey stuff, it's very simple. Go to GaryHoey.com, H-O-E-Y.com. I'll put up all the links to all our social media, but GaryHoey.com. All the my advice to you is just go straight to the complete collection of Oh Ho Hoey. That way you got it all. And then start branching out after the Christmas music and check out everything else. Man, he's got some incredible music on there.
Thank you so much, man. We, you know, we've been doing this a long time, and, you know, we're on Spotify. You know, people are streaming it. The kids now, you know, they stream everything. We're on iTunes and all that as well. We're doing a guitar giveaway on Christmas Day, which we always
nice.
Do every year. And, you know, I'm just enjoying playing the music, man. As long as people keep wanting me to do it, I'm going to keep doing it.
Good. Hey, listen, love to you and all your family. I hope everybody is very well, and I hope to see you soon.
Thanks, brother. I will see you for sure. All the best.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.